good. That's perfect music for what I want to talk about right now. Jennifer and I just got home Wednesday night from a little road trip. 3,400 miles in 10 days. Salt Lake City, Boise, Portland, Sacramento.
I guess depending on who you ask, I don't know that I would call that a little road trip.
And we had a blast. And my Raptor turned 100,000 miles on that trip. Somewhere is right around Lone Pine, California, at the base of Mount Whitney. We went out, we got out and commemorated it.
340 miles a day on average. That's just a little more than a little road trip. That's a pretty healthy one.
We had a lot of fun in between, though.
We did. And it's just so great to travel in that big old Raptor, just going down the highway. And we had some big open spaces. You had lots of glass to look out and see all the
beautiful
mountains.
Did he open it up to 90 again like you did on that dirt road?
No comment.
There was,
I'm still buzzing like that music, though.
Shall I edit that from the podcast?
Hey, there was one pass in California that had to be done in a hurry. Other than that, I was fine. I loved the video our son-in-law sent us about Jennifer driving the Raptor up to the grandchildren's house. That was hilarious. And my brother just went up. Another family member just did exactly what every other family member in the Romero house has done. Gone to Sanderson Ford. He picked himself up that nice new Lincoln Navigator. And he took the whole family on a field trip to Tortilla Flats.
Was this Bob?
And didn't even invite me. But I understand from family members that that Navigator has every imaginable option you could dream of and some you never even thought to ask for.
Oh, it's an Aviator.
Yeah. Well, I think it's the Navigator.
Mom thinks it's the Aviator.
I was corrected last night. So
okay,
whatever it was, they loved it.
We haven't seen it yet, but
that sounds like an Uncle Bob vehicle. But Tortilla Flat does not sound like an Uncle Bob location.
No, that's a new Rennie vehicle.
Oh,
I was told they couldn't talk him into taking off road just yet. You know, still smells like new.
Oh man, but he like all my family members, my kids, my mother, my in-laws, everybody, even my grandchildren. Go only one place for their vehicles, Sanderson Ford. And they do it for exactly the same reason you should do it. They are the most award-winning Ford dealership in America. They've been owned by the same family in Glendale, Arizona for 64 years. No hassle, no double talk, no foolishness. Just get over to their 64 acres. Take a look at their Ford of new and used Ford vehicles and see if you aren't spoiled just like we have been. Sanderson Ford. Just remember, they're always closed on Sunday.
And we're talking Porch Pirates in this 9 o'clock hour on the house.
On this topic. On this road trip, we had to constantly be checking with people on deliveries. We couldn't get confirmation as to whether it had been postponed or delayed. Did they get the message? It's not coming. It's so aggravating. We didn't lose any packages. I'll tell you, the only aggravating thing about the mail system while I'm gone, we have a mailbox that collects mail for up to 2 weeks. The mailman just drops in there. We get home, we unlock it through a vault, and we access. Jennifer brings in a wheelbarrow full of mail. She has a stack 2 feet high of important letters and mail. I have a stack 6 inches high. 1.5 inches of it was the new Cabela's catalog, and the rest of it was all insurance companies telling me I had to register for Medicare. That was really kind of demoralizing.
Well, we got new things to learn.
I guess we got a lot of new things to learn, but we're talking Porch Pirates. At 1-888-767-4348. If you'd like to join the conversation or share some experiences or tips or tactics, we've already talked about the Porch Pirate Bag. We've talked about the Amazon Key, and we've talked about the Package Guard.
And it's far and few between, but you do see stories where the Porch Pirate's actually the delivery man himself.
Oh.
You got to still be wary of that. And I do like the fact that that's video on one of those that, you know, shows who who it was, but I can't remember. I think it was out of somewhere in the Midwest that, you know, the porch pirate was actually the delivery man himself coming back and, you know, picking up what he wanted, you know, just based on where this item was shipped from. Oh, this is from, you know, the tool shed. That might be something I want. You know, this one's from a department store. I don't care about that. You know, so it, he just based on where the shipping
selective
store
pirating
was. Yeah.
Yes.
Do you guys remember that show Storage Wars, where you would buy, people would gamble and purchase a storage unit without seeing what was in it?
Yeah.
That it's kind of a similar kind of phenomenon right now, where Amazon, if the package is undeliverable, it goes to this warehouse. And you can go and buy packages that have been constituted undeliverable, and you have to purchase it and without opening it, and you go home and see what you got. So it could be random. It could be something useful. But kind of along those same lines, if your postal worker is your porch pirate, he could easily say, it's just non-deliverable.
The best April Fool's joke I ever heard of was a woman that took all year's delivery boxes that she received for a year. And on April's Fool, before her husband drove home, she stacked them all in the front yard. Can you imagine pulling up that? You think, oh, no.
Man, what did you order, honey?
What did we get now?
You know, you've talked about a lot of options for keeping your packages safe, but one of the cheapest, easiest ways is you can choose the day that you want things delivered. So if you have a certain day that you're at the house, choose that day for everything to get there, and you can, you know, check periodically.
I like the door that's designed for different packages. Now, if it's something fragile, you know, you got to be careful. You don't just drop it under the ground. But this door has like four different
sizes,
options that you can, okay, this is a rectangular package, and it'll slide through
this
way.
It's a shoebox.
And some of them, one of the doors does have, you know, a drawer that'll actually open into the inside, so it's not dropping on the ground. It's just pressure tension. But it adds a lot to the inside of the door that's not exactly the most aesthetically pleasing. I think you will see homes being designed for special delivery rooms. And I even see it being, you know, some of it refrigerated, where you allow access into this room. They may have a refrigerator, freezer, additional to what you have in your kitchen, for food deliveries, along with different shelves that, you know, it's a one-way entry from the inside, so there's no way to get to the inside of the house, but you have this secured room that it's locked in when the delivery guy leaves, and you know, that way they don't have access to the rest of your home. If somebody does, you know, use enough blunt force to break into this, it still doesn't let you into the rest of the home, so only that certain delivery, but it's definitely more secure. I would not be surprised seeing that designed into a lot of homes, or even a remodel.
Absolutely.
That would include that kind of a feature on
that,
the home.
That concept is called the front door drop box. And there, like you say, are many different styles, but there are ways that you can thwart the porch pirates. Don't continue to remain a victim. And the harder we make it for them, as we all band together and decide to develop and utilize some of these tactics and strategies, maybe we can make a dent in the tendency of this growing problem, porch piracies. Now, I'll tell you, if I look at all these concepts that we've explored in researching this topic, here's the one that you need to develop, Romy. I would take the package guard concept that sits on the front porch, anchored, can't be lifted, that registers the delivery of the package. And you must deactivate the alarm and pick the package up. Or if that package is moved, the alarm goes off. The minute the alarm goes off, it needs to activate the camera on the Ring doorbell. And how about that product that when you steal money, there's the paint bomb that blows up when you open the bag? You need to be sprayed with a paint bomb. The siren needs to go off and the camera needs to turn on. That's the all-around solution.
It's already been done.
Tell me about it.
The gentleman's name is Mark Rober.
Okay.
He is known for making what's called the glitter bomb. And he does this, first off, he's an incredible engineer. And he has plenty of YouTube videos to show you how it works.
Okay.
But what he this is how he takes it many steps further. He builds a glitter bomb that has four cameras, phone cameras, on either angle. Also includes some stink spray, and I'm cleaning it up for radio.
Okay.
So not only will they steal it, once they get to a point where they open it, it's all activated. Glitter flies everywhere. You hear an alarm. You hear a line from a movie, and then the spray starts, and it stinks.
I love it.
It does look funny, but we have mentioned it before.
Yes.
How do we
had a lot of people
this?
Write in and say, that's a fake video. It's all staged, and it's just for entertainment, and that's not a real thing.
Not commercially available. Oh,
well, I like the idea, and they could go from the glitter to tar and feather. What do you think about that?
Well, I love it.
Mark, there are videos on YouTube. Look up Mark Rober, R-O-B-E-R. It's still fun. But as far as the engineering of it, I don't think that's fake at all. It's pretty incredible.
Porch pirating. The topic.
I say that so we don't get another dozen waves that we got to answer. That's fake.
That's fake.
Well, again, it isn't generally neighborhood kids pranking. You know, there was the prank. Gary grew up with it. I grew up with it. Where, you know, one guy would hang out the passenger window with a baseball bat and whack every mailbox, and we all thought that was hilarious.
I thought you were going to the paper bag with the dog deposit that you light on the front
door.
No,
that was my dad. That was my dad's generation.
we're evolving.
But we're evolving, absolutely. So this work generally is done by professionals. So you're going to need to make an effort to protect yourself. If this is a way you have found yourself shopping through deliveries, then take a look at our article of the week to give you ideas on how to thwart the porch pirates from pirating your loot. And know that when you've got a scheduled delivery and your delivery is confirmed, that the delivery is at least tamper resistant or tamper reluctant, pirate reluctant. You've got to give it the impression that it's harder to nab your package than it is to nab the neighbor's package. And then you need to get your neighbors to also arm up with similar devices, so your neighborhood becomes a hard-to-nab neighborhood. And then this is the way home break-ins are done. They case neighborhoods ahead of time as to which neighborhoods they're going to specialize in, which ones they're going to work in. So prepare yourself and be a good neighbor and let your neighbors know what you're doing and what devices you're implementing, and encourage them to do the same.
One of our callers just called in to remind us that there are lockers. You can also just get it completely off your property and have it delivered to a locker.
Right. Is that different than a P.O. box?
Yes, it is. It's the Amazon locker. They actually have many sites, if you go on their website, where you can rent one of the Amazon lockers. They get you coming and going.
Many, many, many locations, and you're not having to wait through a line to get into a U.S. Postal Service. So it's kind of like the lockers you see, like when you go up at the Snowball, that you can check in your, you know, clothes while you're skiing or your lunch snack or whatever it is. They're available all over. So many different tactics and strategies. We hope we have provided some piece of information here that you'll be able to find encouraging and help protect yourself.